With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Talks aimed at ending the Russia-Ukraine war will be the main agenda at the White House tomorrow. President Trump will meet with Ukrainian leader Zelensky, as well as several NATO and European officials. The talks come on the heels of the president's meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin last Friday. Secretary of State Rubio told NBC's Meet the Press that a possible ceasefire is not off the table.
The best way to end this conflict is through a full peace deal. There's no doubt about that. I mean, who would be against the fact if tomorrow we came to you and said we have a full peace deal and it's done? I think that's the best way to end the war. Now, whether there needs to be a ceasefire on the way there, well, we've advocated for that. Unfortunately, the Russians, as of now, have not agreed to that.
Organizers say hundreds of thousands of Israelis staged nationwide protests today demanding a deal to free hostages who remain held in Gaza. Frustration is growing in Israel over stalled hostage talks, as well as plans for a new military offensive in Gaza. Meanwhile, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says achieving a peace deal with Hamas is virtually impossible.
We're also dealing with an enemy for whom death is a logical option. In the West, we're not used to negotiating with people for whom we'll say, oh, listen, if we don't get our way, we'd rather die. You don't really have that many people in the West like that anymore, but that's very common among Hamas.
He was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Air Canada's planes are not flying because of a strike by flight attendants, and the work stoppage is affecting about 130,000 travelers. The Flight Attendants Union refused to obey a back-to-work order today. Air Canada hopes to resume some flights by tomorrow evening. Hurricane Erin, the first Atlantic hurricane this year, has been downgraded from a Category 5, now Category 3. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington tells us that marriage is still an aspiration for a lot of Americans.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 73% of single adults ages 18 to 29 said they want to get married someday. 49% of those 30 to 49 also want to tie the knot. The survey goes on to reveal that amongst unmarried people under 50, nearly half would like to have children someday. These numbers come against a backdrop of decades of decline in marriage and childbearing in this country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern is ramping up its efforts to get Bibles into the hands of Christians who live in countries where persecution is the worst. ICC is working to distribute audio Bibles, digital Bibles on USB drives and MP3 devices, and physical Bibles in the desired languages. Many nations' copies of the scriptures are not for sale anywhere. This is SRN News. So what's the top accessory this year at the Little League World Series? Correspondent Ron Taylor is here to tell us what it is.
It's not an ice cream cone. It's not an Italian rainbow cookie. It's the baseball bat being used at the Little League World Series. Easton's 2026 Hypefire USA bat with the neon green grip and pink and neon yellow barrel is hard to miss at the plate, and the players love them. They get the bat when they first arrive at the Little League compound in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Manager Michael Shaw says he left it up to the players which bats they wanted to use. He says, in his words, you know, a great color for 12-year-old kids. Sour gummy worms. Ron Taylor reporting.
The New York Mets and Seattle Mariners are facing off this evening in the annual MLB Little League Classic in Williamsport. The Major League game has become a popular feature of the Little League Baseball World Series festivities since 2017. More details at srnnews.com.